Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another Uncle Hack Podcast. Another week goes by and more lunacy in the world. You know, it's tough to just wake up and not care, isn't it? Every day you see something more and more and more. Just insane thoughts of like, where do we go wrong? What happened here? Where did we take the left turn? You know, and I pun intended, because like all these ideas are very liberal, right? Let's cut the tits off Lola Bunny. That's going to help the world out. You know, we're all suffering. Can't go to work, can't do fuck all. But we need to cut the tits off of Lola Bunny, because that's what's causing a lot of this issue, a lot of the issues that we are dealing with currently. You know, God forbid, you can't wake up and go to work, can't go to the day job, you got to have a face mask on, some safety guy sitting there yelling at you, hey, you make sure you're 6 feet apart. Hey, get your mask on, get your mask on. And yet, we're more worried about cutting the tits off Lola Bunny and Pepe Le Pew's a rapist. Who else? Dr. Seuss. He's a racist. This is what we're worried about. This is what we're fucking worried about. We got governors out here trying to pass in legislation to get children learning about sex ed in kindergarten. You know, we're trying to get hormone blockers into kids. But let's go after the cartoons. Those are more important. You know, even like, when the fuck was the last time you watched Pepe Le Fucking Pew? When's the last time that you watched that? Kids don't even watch that shit now. Me as an adult, I will say, I did, however, I sat down the other day and I watched a compilation video with Foghorn Leghorn. Great character. On Looney Tunes. I pissed myself. Hey, boy. What are you, playing a little baseball, boy? You never played baseball before? You know, it was just kind of like, he's like that lunatic uncle that you have, a.k.a. me. What, you never played baseball before, boy? What are you, gay? Oh, you like playing inside with your little school books. You must be a homosexual. Now come with me, I'm going to show you a little something. You know, like, that was a great character. He was like, everybody has an uncle like that. They're just like, hey, let me show you a little something about being a man. Being a man. Nowadays, you fucking, all these simps out there. Yeah, all these simps taking advice about how to be a man from a woman. What kind of fucking shit is that? What kind of shit? What's happening here? We got dudes out there wearing capri pants, taking advice from women on how to be a man. How to be a man. Oh, it hurts me inside to see that. Like, it honestly does. And I know it's like, oh, this is a funny fun podcast. And the guys that listen to this, you know, I don't feel like you guys are the ones that'll be like, hey. How do I be a man? No, you guys are men. I seen someone sent me a video. A dude was listening to this shit with his wife in the truck. A, you know what? Power to you, because that means you're in control of the fucking radio in the truck. That bitch doesn't touch the dials, okay? So respect to you. Respect to you for putting the foot down. And even if it was her idea, it was still yours. And it was funny, because it was the wife that messaged me, and I was going, and she even said, there was a point in it, I can't remember what the hell I was talking about, but like, yeah, if you're listening to this in the truck and your wife is staring at you and like looking and be like, yeah, whatever I was saying was true, because it got relayed back to me. And you're listening to this in the truck with the wife, girlfriend, mistress, whatever slam piece you have going on right now, good for fucking you. Put your foot down. You're the fucking big dick in town. No matter how big the dick is, you're still the big dick in town. She doesn't run the dial. You run the fucking dial. Remember that. Grab that look at her right now, dead in the eye. Grab your fucking hog and just like wiggle it. Like it's like, you remember how it's kind of like that gesture of like, fuck you, when you just grab your cock and shake it at him. Do that. Remind her, hey, you remember why your life's so good? Because I do shit I don't want to do. And I haven't bit down on a shotgun yet. That's why. So next time you want to get all, oh, well, the sink isn't fucking better than, the sink, the cupboards are a little greasy. You haven't WD-40'd the fucking cupboards in a bit, huh? You haven't done that? Guess what? I guess it's time you learn fucking plumbing, isn't it? You sit around all day doing sweet fuck all on your fat ass. I guess it's time to learn plumbing. The kids are in school now. You have time. Time to get the tools out, babe. Hop on YouTube and fix the fucking sink yourself. And when I get home, if there's not an ice cold Budweiser cracked open on the table, we're going 1968 on your ass. Your noodle's getting cracked open. So your option, crack open an ice cold Budweiser, or I'm going to hit you with a steel chair like I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998 Raw is War. Do you understand me? She's looking at you right now, smiling and nodding. Yes, honey. Boys, let's put on the pants again. Let's own the high. Let's rule the roost, if you will. Getting tired of this shit. Fucking, let me just ask the boss if I can come out for a pint with you. Fuck that. Go for the pint. Fuck that. We've had enough. Ah, oh, Pepe Le Pew is a rapist. Suck my ass. Yeah? You want to know who else is going to be a rapist? Me. On a case of fucking beer out in the garage. You come and annoy me, and you're going to fucking feel the pain of a bottle dinging you in the middle of the forehead. So stay the fuck inside. I'll stay in there. We need like those. Remember those? Oh, yeah. My dad made me tough. I don't know if any of you've seen the Breakfast Club. I can't remember his name. His name was like Bader. What was the guy's name? Where he's like, yeah, you know, like my dad. You see these marks on my fucking arm? It's from my dad burning me with cigarettes for spilling the paint in the garage. Where's that? What happened to that? You know, like dad just got home from Vietnam. Angry, you know, like that anger that just sat inside and boiled. You just seen things that just like it gave you PTSD and you just took it out on your kids. That's why the 80s was filled with tough children. You know, you got the shit kicked out of you all throughout your childhood. You're a little shaken up, you know, but you bottled things inside. We were almost a bet. That was the 80s had it figured out. Everybody just like bottled their trauma down deep below, did a fuckload of cocaine, and banged everybody. It was just sex and drugs and great music. When can we go back to that? That seemed like a great time. Don't you wish you were loading up your buddies in the Trans Am and you were heading to Def Leppard down there, whatever the fucking closest venue is in a city? Don't you wish you and your buds were doing that? Doesn't that sound great? Doesn't it sound better than what we're doing right now? Arguing with a blue-haired girl that has a septum piercing about, what gender can piss in what location? Huh? Doesn't that sound better? Doesn't that sound great? Don't you wish that you were loading up your old lady and you were heading down to go check out Poison at the local hockey rink or wherever you're at? Whatever venue is close to you, close your eyes, picture yourself. You got ripped, faded jeans, your fresh new fucking Converses that you just picked up because back then inflation didn't quite hit. You could kind of, you could survive. You could have a decent job, any job you could survive. Now, oh God, good luck with it. Good luck. It's done. It's over. Starting off strong, being nice and depressive today. Fucking sad. Yeah. But that's where we're at. We're cutting the tits off cartoons. You know, we're canceling cartoons. Wow. God forbid, the leader of Canada got caught doing blackface like five fucking times. But God forbid, a fictional character that was drawn, we need to cancel them. The fucking, we're catching politicians traveling abroad as they've, hey, don't be doing this. And we catch them all in Honolulu. But you know what? I think it's rather offensive to me. You know, it's offensive to me that Lola Bunny on Toon Squad has a set of double D's on her. We need to lob those bitches off. Okay? It is rather distracting. What the fuck is happening? There is a massive problem with pedophilia in Hollywood. But you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to dig up some old Dr. Seuss books and throw them out of a library that nobody goes to. That's what we're going to do. Because it's a bigger issue. The human race, people, is on a major decline. It's over, you know. Like, for instance, the other day, I seen my first double masker. That's what it was. I seen my first double masker in public, and all the only thought that ran through my head is like, come on, Russia, blow us off the map. That was the only thought that crossed my mind. I looked at that. I didn't even get angry. I just thought, you know what, Russia, blow us up. I don't want to be owned by China. They're winning. They're winning this battle. Blow us the fuck off the map. I want Hiroshima 4.0 landing fuck dab in the middle of Canada and just decimating this country after seeing that. It made me sad inside. You know what, like, wearing a double mask is like? It's like putting a condom on a strap-on to try and save getting pregnant. That's what it's like looking at. Like, for me, looking at that, it's like it would be like walking in to a lesbian orgy. I guess a condom would make sense there because then you're not, you know, you're not passing pussy juice to pussy juice. No, probably, you know, there's a chance of STD getting passed. That makes sense, putting a condom on a strap-on. I'm saying two lesbians. Let's go back to two lesbians. Double mask, okay? A double mask is like lesbians using a fucking strap-on with a condom to save themselves from getting pregnant. That's how I feel about it. Because when I look around and I'm walking about, half the fucking people that are wearing a mask don't even wear the fucking thing properly. So now they're like, well, if we put two on them, maybe this will fucking straighten everything out. No, it won't. All right? There's some dumb people. And sometimes the dumb people just got to get left behind. You know? Maybe Noah's Ark is just a little full. You think that for a second? Am I honestly the only one when you walk around out in public right now and you look at some people? Well, not that there's a lot of people out, but the people that do go out, it seems to be a lot of them are fucking just, their skull has nothing inside. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it almost like it makes you feel like you're just okay with lob them off. It would personally, like, I look at it and when I was looking at that double mask, there was almost every emotion but anger. Almost every emotion but anger. Disappointment. It's like, oh God, you fucking fell for it, did you? Double masking. There you go. Don't worry about the fucking virus, you know. And it was a server on top of it. Double masking. Maybe that's why. Maybe she's just absolutely terrified of this thing. Which, fair enough, if you are. Who am I to judge? Double masking. It's fucking stupid. Alberta right now is a hellfire. It is just a hellfire of stupidity. Like, incompetence runs from the top of the government, our provincial government, right down to the bottom floor of the mouth breathers, knuckle draggers. There is just enough stupidity there to fuck it. You know, we could be handing it out like as gift cards. That's how much extra we have here at the moment. Like here in Alberta, get this. You can go to the gym, right? The gyms are open. But you can't run on the treadmills because if you're breathing a little too heavy, it could cause, you know, a little disruption. And if you can't lift heavy weights. No, like, so basically they're telling you you can go to the gym, but you can't work out. You can half-ass your workout. What is happening? Then that just makes me want, makes me revert back to what I said in the beginning here. Putin, hit the nuclear code. Punch it in. Punch in that bitch. Hiroshima this fucking country now. Please. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Brand new items in store. We got some new mechanics gloves / MX gloves. They're great. We partnered with Stout Gloves here in Alberta and produced our very own MX glove that is available at dangercatshop.com. You know, mixing gas and eating ass. We said it. Now we're producing products behind it. You know what I mean? We want to see you out there ripping up some dirt with your dirt bikes, being a sexy little machine. Plus, we want you to save the mitts, right? You come home after a hard day's work, and nothing takes the complete edge off like giving the old lady's melons a squeeze, you know? They just have this feel and touch, and they relieve stress. You know, when you see a pair of tits, and especially, you know, you come home and you give the old ladies a squeeze, you know, breathe in. That's what it feels like. And she don't like it when your hands are all calloused and all that. You know, fucking, it doesn't feel great for her. You like getting a good hold of them, and like to the ladies that are like, oh man, I love a man, I love callous hands. No, guess what? Well, that's why we got the new gloves in stock, and they will save your mitts from, you know, save the mitts for the old lady's tits. Should be the slogan for them. Also, if you want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, be sure to check out patreon.com/dangercat69. We, as you're listening to this, is actually being released. So there's an extra episode waiting for you every Thursday at 3 p.m. You get an extra episode. Plus you get this episode that you're listening to 48 hours earlier than it's released on all platforms. So Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, there is the early episode, and it's also Titty Tuesday on that day, so you get a couple tatas in there. And if you care about the tatas, good, great, grand, beautiful. If you don't, if you like the podcast and you want to support the podcast, that is one way of doing so for like $3.69 a month. Thank you. And back to the podcast. Boom. Boom. That's all I'm asking. Knock us off the map. We do not deserve to be here because there is way too many morons making way too many decisions to dictate how we live and how we operate right now. And I don't think that those people should be making any decisions at all. In fact, I don't even think they should be making decisions at Subway of what should be on their sandwich, because that is just too big of a task. Too big of a task for him. Like, Jason Kenney is our premier. And this fucking guy, and I don't know where some of you are from, but this fucking guy looks like a stunt double Randy from Trailer Park Boys. He looks like a cheeseburger locker himself. And the moment that you say that you're a devout Christian, that's about when I think, like, okay, so we're dealing with retards. Right on. We're dealing with retards. Well, we can't be having abortions. Who can I? Hey, If anything, I think we should ramp them up. We should encourage them. Because it's only stupid people fucking these days. It's only stupid people having kids. And guess what they're producing? No fucking doctors. I'll tell you that right now. They're not producing anything of substance. And I wrote a bit, and I'm still working on it. But the people that are having children throughout all of this right now, it's like they're usually the people that think that having a kid is going to save the relationship, you know? And then they just produce something that we already have a lot of. I think we're going to run into an issue when it comes to jobs here in the near future where everybody, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been a laborer my whole life and I'm not too sure what I'm going to do. And you know what? Some of you right now, I'm speaking to you. and it's a tough pill to swallow, but guess what? You know what? That's the fucking hand you were dealt. That is the hand you were dealt, and nobody's going to shuffle the deck for you. That's it. You got to play those cards. I mean, it's a tough gig to fucking... It's a tough go to understand that, you know what? You are retarded. And now that we don't need to dig ditches no more, you got to go.
Oh, God almighty.
It's great. Yeah, double maskers. Double maskers and the people that like wear the and like I hate the mask, okay? I do. I fucking hate it. Double maskers and the people that just wear it over their mouth and not their nose are in the same boat. Like there's got to be like, hey, and I don't want to go down this road, but we're going to have to just to make a point. And, you know, maybe there is like a little bit of an Auschwitz somewhere that we can send them, like get them out of here. They don't need to be here no more. People that wear the mask over their mouth and double maskers, they got to go. They got to go. They're first on the chopping block. Boom. Get them out of here. Bye-bye. It was a good run. It was a good crack at it. But here we are. We had to make a rash decision. And it was a tough one.
No, it wasn't. Not really.
Oh, throw them in the same fucking boat. Yeah, the double masking. I couldn't believe it. It's almost like seeing like a... one time I seen an albino moose, and it was... It took me back. Like, I've never seen one before, right? And they're very rare. It was like the first time I seen the albino moose. I didn't really think people were doing it, you know? And then you see somebody do it, and you just kind of... You take it back a little bit. It's like seeing a titty in a public place, you know? You're just kind of like, oh. Except the titty would make me happy. The titty would make me happy. I don't know if you find people out there seeing it, but Burger King right now is under fire for... they tweeted out on International Women's Day, women belong in the kitchen. Burger King in the United Kingdom tweets out, women belong in the kitchen. And then started a thread with it. But that's what they lead the charge with. Beautiful. Beautiful. You know what? If I ever end up in the United Kingdom, I'm only eating Burger King the whole time I'm there. I will gladly only eat Burger King. You tried something, you really went for it, and you thought you were up to something. And then the thread is like talking about, oh yeah, we're trying to help more women get through culinary arts. Did you know that only like 80% of or 20% of graduates from culinary arts are female, and they try and women belong in the kitchen. Well done. Whoever thought of that, brilliant. Brilliant. I hope you get a raise. International Women's Day, Burger King. Even the branding of Burger King is great. Burger King. So this implies that it's a male, right? To those that don't believe in the spectrum. And Burger King tweets out, women belong in the kitchen on International Women's Day. Wow. No, I fuck it. You know, hats off. Well done. Well played. That's great. And it wasn't, and they weren't being serious and being like trying to be misogynistic. It just worked out that way. They thought they did something. This is great. And woke Twitter just goes after them. And what a beautiful sight to see. Not only is the UK dealing with this whole monarchy fucking bullshit right now between Meghan Markle and the fucking Queen, which we all know she's probably going to get into a car accident under a bridge in the next 3 months. Let's be real here. 3 months, car accident, underneath the bridge, no surveillance, and somehow the driver died. Because of the... Oh, fuck. Where was I going with that? Yeah. Burger King. Wow. I am just floored. You just can't script some shit sometimes, you know? It's just got to organically make you laugh. It's just got to organically happen. And it's the little things right now. It's those small wins, like Burger King tweeting that we got to take... And just soak in that feeling. That's nice. That's what I remember. I remember when we were able to take a joke and laugh at things. That was a good time. Nowadays, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. Wow, Jesus. Well, that's misogynistic. That's transphobic. Everything's transphobic now. You don't use cardboard straws. Transphobic. It's a fucking twisted place we're living in right now. I don't get it. I think, you know, the handicap is in like, when I say retards, I mean like the blue-haired people and the... I don't know what I mean by that. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about half the time. I'm just ranting and raving on the things I see on the internet that drive me absolutely insane. And there's a lot of it that drives me absolutely insane, you know? Here we are. International Women's Month, and we got women telling men how to be men. And that just drives me absolutely bonkers. The fuck do you know about being a man? And I am going to, you know what? We're going to shit on women for a little bit. There's just some things, okay? Some things that you just got to shut the fuck up about. Just shut up. You notice how guys go about life? Like, we're pretty laid back for the most part. Most dudes I know are pretty laid back. They don't really allow issues to really rile them up. They, you know, like, I've seen guys get pissed off for about 15 minutes, crack a beer, take a sip, and just, like, let out this laugh. It's like you just realize, like, oh, that was a waste of time being so pissed off. And you giggle with your buddy because it's like you just lost your shit for 15 minutes and everybody is kind of on eggshells. We don't know what to do, so somebody lets out a little bit of a giggle. And then everybody starts giggling. It happens more so than any other scenario that could happen when somebody loses their mind. You get a little, like somebody lets out a little snickle or snark. I don't know. What's the fucking word? A little giggle. Snicker. Yeah, a snickle. In case you're wondering how dumb I am. Let out a little snicker and then everybody starts giggling about it. You know, that's just how we operate. But you gotta, like, just fuck off. Is it that hard? Is it that hard? You know, like, I fucking see it more and more and more. What men need to know about dating women? We don't need to know shit. We don't care. You know, there used to be a time where all we really wanted to do was fuck you. You know, that's all we wanted. I don't know about you, but that's kind of like, it's great. Don't get me wrong. You know, you can love somebody and don't feel weird if you do, or, you know, it's your life. Live it however you want. But there used to be a time, You know, remember when you were young, you just wanted to fuck things and go out and hang out with your buds. And then, like, you kind of, like, everybody starts drifting away and they're finding, like, happiness in other places, which is fine. But then it's like what the 4-year itch or 3-year itch, whatever it is. It's because, you start getting sick of fucking people, you know? When you sit in the same house with the same fucking person and hear the same shit every fucking day, you just become a little bit of a drone. You need some excitement. You know, you used to be this guy that would go out and, you know, you'd fucking drag your ass out in the middle of the woods just to hunt a goddamn cougar, for fuck's sakes. And I'm not talking about them big teddy ones that you catch at the karaoke bar. I'm talking like a live one. One that'll shred to pieces. That'll just shred you to pieces. Like you went out there and you had the adrenaline pumping. Now, times have changed. You've gotten a little older. Your testosterone levels are dipping a little bit. You're losing that spunk that you once had. Fuck it. Maybe that's the issue. That's what we got to do, fellas. Get on the sauce. Get on the sauce. Every time my favorite tire fire app that we've talked about on here a couple of times. TikTok. You go on there, and it's good to see that there's a little bit of resistance from all this fucking nonsense that everybody, everything's transphobic. Everybody's a racist. I like seeing that there's a little pushback, you know? I'm not saying like, you got to be racist and transphobic. I'm saying just being like, there's people and young kids just being like, shut the fuck up. I like seeing that there's a little resistance to the idiocracy that's out there. And it's the lunatics that think that they're winning this battle online. I do, however, also think that if you took your phone and threw it out your fucking truck window right now, how the hell would you know any of this is going on? You know, you would take if we just took the internet away for 5 days, you wouldn't know what the hell's going on. All these stupid little issues you wouldn't give a shit about. Nobody would. Nobody would fucking care. Nobody would give a goddamn honest fuck about Lola Bunny cutting her tits off, Pepe Le Pew being a racist, and Pepe Le Pew being a rapist, and Dr. Seuss is somehow a racist. You know? You wouldn't have a fucking clue what's going on out there. So you gotta remember that as well. But I like seeing the youngsters that are giving a little pushback, like a fuck you. Like right now, they're using their own fire against them. I just seen there's a trend right now called Super Straight, which has now aligned themselves with the LGBTQ plus ASS now, I guess. And they call themselves Super Straight. And they've made them a part of the community now. It's okay. And using every argument that's been used against straight people, now against the queer community. I hope to God, how fucking great would it be if the next Pride Parade, they put a Super Straight fucking float in there. And like now, these little fuckers have now went and they've even took over a month, Super Straight September. They're already planning it. Good for them, you know, good for them. When you get screamed at and yelled at and how shitty you are and how fucking useless you are to society, and then you finally just say, fuck it, I'll play your game and I'll play it better against you. I'll use your own arguments against you to look stupid. I'm a big fan of that move. I am a major fan of that move. Good for them. Good for those little buggers. It's good. It's healthy. It's healthy, you know, it's healthy. Now, keep in mind, I don't really care, but I love seeing somebody push back a little bit. I love seeing that. It makes you feel good inside. It does. It truly does. Sorry, I'm fucking around a little bit here. This is I dropped this prior, so I'm give me 2 seconds, and I'm all yours again. Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragdoll. Yeah. There we are. Yeah. Like I said. Stop letting the simps and the rejects lead the charge on this. They're not leaders. They're not built. They crumble. They crumble. The moment that you put a little bit of pressure on them, they crumble. And we need to get back to the, like, when did victimhood become some sort of, like, when did we champion that? When did we start saying, like, yeah, the biggest victim who's oppressed the most wins? When did this start happening? It's been happening for a while, but now it's like it's bigger than it's ever been. And it's pathetic. It's so fucking pathetic. You know, like, any young guy that could get in, or woman, I don't think women really listen to this unless, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, that there was a fella that I seen that was listening to this in the truck while the wife was with him. And that's beautiful. Good for you. Good for you. Way to put the foot down in the relationship. That's all. That's amazing. You force her to listen to my nasally cracking voice that can't string together sentences and just goes off the top of his head and loses his fucking mind about minuscule shit that doesn't matter. You're forcing her to listen to this shit for an hour. God bless you. That's a man right there. Take notes, gentlemen. That's a man right there that has his pants on, belt up tight, and running the fucking roost just like your grandpa did. You know, somewhere along the line, we forgot to remind these axe wounds that your grandpa fought a war, that we possess just a little more power. You know, crack the beer, or I'm cracking your skull. Those good old days. Not saying that we should hit women. I'm not saying that. I would never condone of that behavior. But just to remind them, hey, like, if we're going to act up a little bit here, I might just go a little crazy and take a little vacation at the big house, you know? And then when I get out, you have to tiptoe around the town because you never know where the fuck I'm going to pop up. I'll live in your head rent-free until the casket closes. Do you understand? Yes, sir. Great. Budweiser, now. Hats off to you, fella. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are. But well done out there. Well done. International Women's Month, and we're condoning of domestic violence. Won't you do some domestic violence with me? It is. It's a fucking wild world we're living in. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Ugh. I was just... One thing I was thinking about on the weekend there, I was laying around, and it's like, I kind of, but don't at the same time. I miss, no, that's a fucking lie. You know what? I retract what I said previously. I was walking downtown. I went for a meal with my friend, and we're walking downtown Edmonton, which is just a fucking ghost town right now. It is a ghost town. It's awful to see. Saturday night, downtown Edmonton is fucking dead. There's a street here that is called White Ave, and I imagine that most cities have a street that has, like, it's the party Ave, you know. It's a designated area that has bars and restaurants, food, you know. There's some small shops around and shit. But we went down there, and it was just awful and pathetic. Like, half the buildings there are up for lease. And there was just a moment where I smiled and I said, I miss this. And my buddy said, yes, I miss this too. And there was a bunch of obnoxious drunks outside of a bar on White Ave. And they're just being loud, obnoxious, and causing fucking ruckus. And I was like, I fucking miss that. I miss hearing that. I miss seeing people just being fucking hammered in public. Ugh. Even though, like I said, I've cleaned my shit up, I just miss seeing people out having a good time. Instead, we sat there. Everything's socially fucking distanced. Socially distanced. And you're sitting there, and like it looks like nobody's having fun. You're sitting there. The only chance I can get out is to go out with the old lady. I looked across from me. I'm looking at this table. This guy's sitting there having dinner with I don't know if it was wife, girlfriend, or whoever it was. But though he looked like he would have had a better time being tortured by Nazi soldiers in some sort of concentration camp than sitting there and listening to her fucking dumb stories. He looked like he would rather be tortured by ISIS than sit at that goddamn table for one more fucking Saturday without getting hammered with his buddies. That's what he looked like. He looked like a defeated, deflated man. And then I go up the block a few after we finish dinner. And first, let's describe this guy. He definitely didn't look like a blue collar guy, but he looked like he could probably pass for, I don't know, something in finance, you know, like he just got a job in finance. He's not quite established. That's who he looked like. The typical frat boy haircut going on. And he's sitting there with his girlfriend who looked like she just like, man, probably has about 3,000 followers on Instagram and wants to sell you some coffee you don't want. You know, oh, well, it'll help you lose weight. I don't give a shit, Sandra. Fuck you and fuck your goddamn pyramid scheme. Don't message me or the old lady ever again, or I'm going to come over there and club you over the fucking noodle with the goddamn bag of coffee. That tastes actually good. Nobody wants to eat that shit. And now the coffee didn't work out, so she's making fucking candles like the rest of them. Oh, I just started a candle company. No, you didn't. You seen that somebody fucking started doing it, and they were making like $200-$300, and now you want to do it. Ooh. I can't have an original thought in my head and think of something that I could do. I seen somebody else making money, so I'm going to try and flood the market. Fucking, that's the type of bitch she looked like. Can't fucking put two and two together, you know? And she's sitting there talking to him, and he looked like he would rather just get beaten in the skull with a baseball bat by five fucking people. Five people with baseball bats and just beat his fucking brains out of his skull. That's how much fun he looked like he was having. And the atmosphere in the restaurant felt like I was in there at Tuesday night before close. And it's Saturday goddamn night. It is depressing out there. It is sad. It is fucking sad. But then I walk up the street and I'm going past. There's a pub called Hudson's. I'm walking by there and there is a group of obnoxious drunks outside. Absolutely slaughtered, yelling, screaming. And normally, you know, normally if you're sober and you hear that, like rewind it about a year and a month ago. And when you heard that in public, you're just like, oh, fuck me. Look at these fucking dickheads. Loud, obnoxious. I'd love to go over there and just beat the shit out of them. This is a very violent episode. I don't know why. Everything's revolving around domestic violence, beating the hell out of like random strangers in public, and cracking your old lady over the skull with empty Budweiser bottles. Real, real white trash today. That's all it is. Yeah, but like I was saying, you would hear that and you'd think to yourself, like, fuck me, I fucking hate people like that. I stopped and I listened to it because it felt great to hear. Felt great to hear. Just loud, obnoxious, drunk behavior in public. It was so nice to see. It just felt like home, you know? It just felt like it was natural. Like it was meant to fucking be. And it just, ah, man, it warmed my soul. because I haven't heard it and I don't even know how long. I can't even tell you the last time I heard just like obnoxiously drunk behavior in public, and it made me feel good inside. It made me feel like there was a little bit of normalcy to this shit instead of like a bunch of politicians making some fucking rules about you can't run on the treadmill. You can go to the gym, but you can't treat it like a gym. That's what it felt like. Just a bunch of young kids. I think they'd be in their mid-20s. Probably about their mid-20s. And I seen that, and I just thought to myself, yes. I can't wait to see this goddamn street flooded. I hope they open this... When they open this bitch up, I hope it's madness. I hope it's something that you just, like, you can't contain. Like, they're trying to, like, being like, we're going to need extra police on deck here. And people just go fucking bananas. I hope it's a fucking party. You know what I hope? I hope everybody just says fuck you to their day job, takes the whole goddamn week off, and we all just go out and get fucking liquored right to the teeth. I'm cussing a lot. Sorry. I hope we get absolutely polluted. Everybody just says piss on it. Hey, why aren't you out at work? World's back to normal, Greg. Lick where I shit, you sawed-off little prick. I'm not coming in today, and I won't be in tomorrow, the day after that. In fact, I'll see you next Monday, because I'm getting loaded for a week. And it's usually that supervisor that takes his job way too serious.
Oh, well, you know, that might cause a dismissal, blah, blah, blah. If you don't show up today, we might dismiss you. We might suspend you from your job.
Ooh. That's an empty threat, Greg. You loser. Oh, yeah, you got a supervisor position now, Greg. You feel like you have a little power. And guess what? What I need you to do is take your middle finger and shove it up your ass, because that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not coming in. And I'm also fingering my own ass with my middle finger. So that's a bit... That made no sense. Greg, you little fucking loser. Isn't that funny? When isn't it the best when somebody tries to threaten you with something that you just like don't care about? They're like,
well, if you don't come into work today, looks like we're going to have to suspend you.
Oh, no. Perfect. Guess I get a drink longer. Well done, Greg. Thanks for being an enabler. I am going to be so hungover when I come back there. We're going to have to do a test. We're going to light a match and I'll breathe in front of it just to see if I'm still pinned. I will be breathing just pure alcohol out of this yap. Do you understand me, you old son of a bitch? He's not even old. Usually those supervisors are like mid-40s. Never had fuck all going for him. Usually a loser. Not too often. You know, anybody that takes on a supervisor role, nobody cool ever wants to be a supervisor. Anybody cool on site never wants to be that guy. Nobody does. Anybody with a half-decent brain, they're like, I don't want to rule over people because, A, I just want to show up and do a goddamn job. I don't want to, like, micromanage a bunch of fucking adult children. I don't want to show up on site and be like, hey, did you get that job done? And have to be that guy. Nobody with a fucking skull that actually has something in it, you know, with any brain activity that's going on in there, some brain waves flowing through the old noodle, they understand that they don't want a supervisor position. It's always the losers. And then they try and use that. They'll do little things like that. Like, hey, I'm not coming in this week. Ooh, we're going to suspend you. I don't care, Greg. Could give a shit. Take this job. Shove it up your ass. How about that? How do you think about that? Oh, you thought that you would come and play aces on me? Turns out I got a full boat. Turns out, I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. I'm getting drunk for a week, Greg. Did you not hear me? And while I'm drunk, you think the whole time I'm loaded, I'm going to be sitting there, oh boy, oh God, them having a horrible time, absolutely shit-faced with my friends, having a glorious time, sitting in a pub from 11 a.m. when they crack the fucking door open to when they close every night. Oh God, I wish I was fucking plumbing right now. I wish I was shingling a roof. Boy, oh boy, I'm really missing out on a fucking good old time sitting here having a horrible time thinking about work. Fucking Greg. Usually has two G's on it too. Greg. That asshole. Supervisors. Losers. Absolute losers. No. Oh, this is a ranty episode. I came a little bit prepared, a little bit ill-prepared, but it is what it is, you know? Sometimes we knock these bitches out of the park, and sometimes we just kind of float through it. Just depends on the week, you know? Podcast is growing, though, so I can't thank you guys more than ever. It's fucking awesome. I truly appreciate it. It's quite the wild ride. I'm really excited for this to get open and do stand-up comedy in front of everybody. I do. This is kind of, I just yell. I just like, I think of something, I pick an emotion to attach to it, and I try and make it funny. I hope it's funny. I believe it's funny. You know, I think it's funny to listen to somebody lose their fucking mind for an hour. I do. Every time you hear somebody just like completely lose it from a distance, it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like when you hear somebody yell, fuck, you kind of, you get a giggle. My mom always like, she would hear somebody lose it and she would get the giggles. And I think that's where it comes from me. Like you'd hear somebody just absolutely snap. I remember one time, one of the funniest things I ever seen as a child. We're with my auntie and her new husband. And we're sitting there, and me and all my cousins and their stepdad are about to go into a movie, right? Well, the minivan that we're in, I don't know what was wrong with it. I was like 10 years old at the time. And this is the first time I ever seen this. But the hood's popped on the minivan, and my auntie goes, hey, you guys want to see something funny? She fucking honks the horn, and his head, fuck, I can't even say it without giggling. His head, when it goes up, boom, hits the hood and comes down on him. My fucking God, I don't think I've laughed that goddamn hard because he lost it. He lost it. Nothing like a good old public meltdown to bring the family a little closer. And when that hood went back up, well, You know in a man's eyes when you shouldn't be laughing and when you should laugh. And that was one of those moments you shouldn't be laughing. And all of us kids are, you know, we're stupid kids. We're like, oh, this is funny, funny. He was pissed, absolutely losing it. And here we are sitting in the back, like biting our fucking tongue. And then he gets in. First thing he does, fires up a cig. As any man should. Now me and my age, at the age I'm at right now, putting myself in his shoes, I don't blame him. You know what? I would have beat the hell out of everybody in that van. Anybody who even giggled, I'm pulling the van over and we're beating you with the goddamn snow brush. That's what's happening. I'm going to beat your ass with the snow brush if you even think about giggling at my head getting wrapped off the bottom of a fucking car hood and then the cocksucker coming down on me as I'm trying to fix the van so we can go the fuck home. But nope, let's have a giggle at my expense. I'm already pissed. Because I know the alternator went on this son of a bitch last week and cost me $700 fucking. And that mechanic, I knew it. He was a greasy fuck. He was a greasy fuck. I'm going to go down there. As soon as I get this bitch firing, I'm going to go down there. Oh, and he's going to get an ass chewing. And now that the back of my skull's bruised from a goddamn fucking car hood wrapping off the back of my mind, I am going to take it out on him. I am going to lose it. And those goddamn kids, if I hear one fucking peep, I'm going to turn a snow brush into a goddamn katana. And somebody's getting sliced the fuck up, okay? I am going to beat you like it's a bamboo stick, for Christ's sakes. There is going to be mass loads of punishment getting tossed around in here. And I know there's five kids in here, and I got 5 tons of ass whooping in these fists. Giggle. I dare ya. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit for losing it. I don't. Now, looking back, I would have hit me. Even though I didn't do anything, I'm just giggling at the actions of my auntie. I'm hitting me. The 3 other cousins, and the wife. Yeah? Yeah, this is funny? All right, we're laughing at people getting hurt? Perfect. Time for me to have a little laugh. Time for me to have a little giggle at somebody's expense. How about that? Are we still laughing? Are we all having fun? I'm just a beaten and bruised family going into Walmart to get some of the frosted donuts and a bag of kettle corn so we can all watch... So we can all watch a movie together in peace, eh? Wouldn't that look lovely? Just real white trash. He goes into the liquor store with the wife. He's got stitches in the back of his skull from the car hood, dried blood on his ass. And then the old lady's got just a fucking shattered nose and two raccoon eyes going on. Both walking in, grabbing a 12-pack of seltzers and a bottle of vodka. Oh, what happened here? Car accident. Yeah, car accident. We'll call it that. We'll go with that, eh, honey? Yeah, car accident? Is that what we want to go with? Yeah, car accident. We were up on 33rd Street. Next thing you know, somebody, boom, rear-ended us, didn't they, honey? Right? Right? They rear-ended us. Tell the guy that you got rear-ended. There we go. Now pay the man. You're buying the booze tonight. You're buying that little salt in your wound. How about? Little salt in your wound. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. What are we up to tonight? Me and the family. We're going to rent a movie. Because it was 2000s then. That's what we did. We rented movies. You didn't just go on to Netflix and watch it. We had to go to the store and rent it. And while you're in the store, you had to argue with everybody that's with you on what movie we should rent. And then, like, when you're in a store and there's fucking thousands of these goddamn things and you have 4 kids to agree on one movie, it ain't good. Okay? It ain't good. And that's what will drive, that's why kids were a little more behaved, because it was still okay to hit your kids back then. And if you acted up in public, you could still like give them a good cuff in the back of the head. Where like now there's too many cameras, there's way, way, way too many cameras. And just hitting kids was just a little more acceptable than it is now. We're pussies now. Like, all you listening right now, I guarantee you, be like, oh yeah, I'll kick my kid's ass, I'll do it. You've never done it. You've never laid a finger on him. You talk a big game, but you've never fucking done it. And that's why we got all the issues that we have today. Social media, oh, bullying is now online. It's not face-to-face. Back in the day, we had to, if you wanted to bully somebody, you had to do it right to their fucking face. And then either they, if that son of a bitch knew how to fight, you got your ass kicked, and guess what? Tables are turned. You're getting bullied. We don't deal with that anymore. These kids are soft. They just talk a bunch of shit online and don't get their ass kicked for it. Because I'll tell you what, I remember talking a little bit of shit. This was in hockey, and some guy fucking cocked his fist back and absolutely blew my fucking chin apart. And I learned that day... that, okay, I'm tough enough to take the punishment here. So if you want to keep talking shit, at least you know you're tough enough to take the hit. But you still got to take the hit. You understand? That doesn't happen now. It doesn't happen. What happened to the good old days? You know, I miss the good old days. Take me back. Start hitting your fucking kids because nobody else is doing it. They don't get in fights at high school no more. They tweet about it. You're a pussy. You're a pussy. Dad, have a few too many tonight. Have a few too many tonight. Go through your kid's phone, see if he's talking any shit online, and then just lay a beating on him. Lay a beating on him and just remind him these are the consequences of you going online talking shit. This could happen, just so you know. And then when that day comes, when he does get his ass kicked, he's like, oh yeah, this is what Dad's talking about. Now you're going to get bullied. You're going to get bullied for a minute here. I miss that shit, okay? I miss when somebody would talk shit to somebody. It was all word of mouth, you know? It was all word of mouth. Hey, yeah, I did talk a little jazz. I was talking a little jazz. My bad. I guess it's time for me and you to square up, isn't it? Instead now, you try and cancel somebody. You try and cancel them. You try and ruin. Kids now are ruining their parents' lives. It should be the other way around. How did the tables get flipped? How did that happen? What went wrong here? I just canceled my dad for a racist tweet he made in 2007. What the fuck is happening here? How? Don't give these little pricks any fucking power. Beat the shit out of them. You want to cancel me? Guess what? I'm going to switch you off. Okay? I'm going to beat you to a pulp. Call kids' help phone. Remember that shit? Remember when you would threaten your parents when you were younger? I'm talking to anybody, I'd say 25 and up. 25 and up, remember you used to threaten your parents? And you'd say, hey, mom, hit me again. I'll call kids' help phone and I will be the fuck on. You remember what they said to you? You remember what they said? Everybody right now over the age of 25, I would even probably go up a little bit, maybe 27. Everybody over the age of 27, say it in sync with me. I'll dial the number for you. Your mom, after beating your ass, and you, it's just like Greg with the empty threats out on site. Your mom looked you dead in the eyes and said, I will call them for you. She didn't give a shit. She looked at her, good, good. You know what then I don't have to do? You go into the system, right? And I don't have to take care of you, you expensive fucking mistake. That's what you are. And it was just like, oh boy, wow, shit, that didn't work. That didn't work. I'm going to call. So child services, off the books. Yeah, come get him. Come get him. Now, get him out of my hair. You know how much money I would save if this little puke wasn't living in my fucking basement? A lot. Come get him out of my house now. And if you don't speed up, guess what this is going to turn into? Pacquiao versus Mayweather 14, okay? I am going to box this little prick up until you send a squad car here to get him and put him in your little kids' help phone fucking getaway package, whatever the hell it is, in your little foster care, your little kids' help phone foster care. So I suggest you speed it up because mama ain't playing no goddamn games no more. Yeah, you threatened your mom with the kids' help phone. I know you did. I did. Backfired immediately. My mom just said, okay, let me get the phone, big guy. Huh, tough guy? You want to go to foster care? Is that what you want? You have it so bad here? Not a problem. Not a problem. Wait until you roll up in the system and you see how shitty that is. They find you some fucking pathetic family that's just looking for a government handout check. They'll take you in. They got 9 kids there that they don't give a shit about. Hell, they have to fight for secondhand clothing that they throw in the middle of the fucking living room floor. Everybody beats the shit out of one another for a t-shirt. Is that what you want? Is that what you want, honey? Not a problem. Let me get the phone. Let me get the phone. I will stand there. I will stand there and make sure the call goes through. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, one second. Operator, hello? Oh, is this kid's help phone? Perfect. I have a child for you. Here you go. Make your claim, you little bastard. Make your claim. Just laughed in your face. Now? Your kid's going on TikTok and trying to cancel you, trying to get you fired from your goddamn job. You let it happen. So if your kid gets you canceled, well, guess you should have developed a right cross. Should have switched them off a few times. You want to cancel me, eh? Okay. Yeah. No. Not a problem, honey. Whoa. Don't put those old tweets online. Hey. I know. I did blackface in 1995. I know. Can we keep the pictures off? Baby, honey, don't put the pictures of daddy on with blackface on Facebook, okay? We don't need that. We don't need that shit, okay? We don't need it. Just like, and you're just a shaky, no, fuck that. Throw it online. Guess what? I don't mind. You want to be homeless? Goodbye. I'm canceling your phone. There you go. You want to fuck with these kids? Turn off the phones and internet. Hand in the phone, give, and the internet's cut off. Simple as that. You want to see mental breakdown 101? There it is. Right there. You win the battle. Get the fucking cards back in your hands. God almighty. Pathetic fucking people out there. Letting your kid cancel your job. I got canceled from my job because, you know, little Tiffany seen a picture of me in blackface in 1996. I dressed up like Notorious B.I.G. for Halloween. And here I am in blackface. I just really liked the music. I wanted to be him. I wanted to know what it was like to be Biggie. And here I did blackface. Now here we are. I've been homeless now for 7 months. Haven't been able to make the mortgage. Can't get a job. Very tough out here. So we're living in a tent in the local fucking park. Yeah, it's great. No. I haven't eaten in about 47 hours. Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, it's rough. We'll get back to our feet here. Once Sweetie Pie's of age and can get a job, she's going to have to carry the family because daddy can't get a job because I did blackface in 1996. And thanks to her, thanks to her, I learned from my mistake. I'll never be racist ever again or do anything that could, I don't know where I'm going with that. I just acknowledged my white privilege that day, you know, I just acknowledged it. And little Tiffany here helped me realize that, maybe there are more marginalized people and that I'm homeless because I'm white, not because of the blackface. I'm homeless because I'm white, but I also did blackface. Unreal. Great episode, I think, today. Thank you for tuning in to another Uncle Hack podcast. Just a reminder, we got the new MX/mechanics gloves at dangercatshop.com. Thank you again for tuning in to another Uncle Hack podcast. Keep it real out there. We're fucking rooting for you, huh? We're rooting for you. We hope everything's going well in your world. I'm really excited to get out and do some comedy. Hopefully I'll have some big news shortly in the near future for, when it comes to getting out and seeing some people and doing some shit. Other than that, you know, peace and love and, keep it real out there.